Bronwyn, and I'm talking to you today because I am a contestant on the biggest singing show in Britain today, and that is of course The Voice Factor. And my dad said to me, like when I was really, really little, he said to me, Bronwyn, he said, God has given you a real gift. He's given you a huge talent. He's given you the lungs of an angel. But unfortunately, he's also given you the face of an arse. I'm entering today with my boyfriend, fiancé, Paul. Paul and I have been together since I was 15. The only thing I'd say, and I've said this to Paul right the way through, I said to him, Paul, I love you, and our two-part harmonies are amazing. Know this, Paul, I will actually have to make a decision. If they turn around and say, Bronwyn, you're amazing, but Paul is like dead wood, this could be my last chance, because I am 24. My talent is absolutely mine, and I know it's what I've been born to do. It's like God says to me every day, Bronwyn, he says, get out there and show the world what you can do. Mrs. Mountable said, you know, can I chat to you? Because Mrs. Mountable's doing the other programme, you know, the programme that's like, you have the programme on another channel that nobody watches. Well, Mrs. Mountable's presenting that. So that's why today she's asked me to just talk through my process as an artist. I've got to be careful what I say, really, because they make you sign like this 500-page contract, and I mean, I'm fine with it because it's helped me on my journey, but my mum was really like worried about clause 259, because it says, you know, Stephen, like the nasty judge, it's his company that you're signing up with. And the clause says, though, that if any of the contestants are, like, a compatible match and his dog falls ill, you have to, like, surrender, like, some of your organs. I said, Mam, stop worrying about it. I've got two kidneys, do you know what I mean? I knew it was going to be a yes, I hope. I don't want to brag or nothing. I just woke up this morning and I just knew that this was my time and my moment. Like Martine McCutcheon says, and I'll phone you and I'll let you know how it's gone. And thanks very much.
Hello, Mrs. Mountable. It's Bronwyn here. It was a no, I'm afraid, from the judges. We got in there, and I sang my heart out. But unfortunately, they told Paul that I was dead wood.